Panther starting five still on the floor. They break the pass over to Lisard, kick it inside to Davis. He goes up the layup. He got it. Panthers open the scoring as Russell Davis gets the first two quickly down the floor. It is the Falcons. They pass the ball pretty efficiently, too, as they there goes the big man, swatted away by Russell Davis. Hiram Eugene getting across the timeline, picks up his dribble, kicks it over to KK Reno. Russell Davis open underneath, nothing there. Kick it back out to Hiram Eugene. He's going to drive, spin, go up for the layup, misses it, gets his own rebound. He's going to throw it back up. I think it's going to be good. It is. As Hiram Eugene sticks the missed layup back, and he's fouled on the play. So first foul, team foul on the Falcons. And 5:23 here to go. The Panthers have a 4-0 lead with Hiram Eugene to be at the free throw line for the bonus. As a timeout by St. Thomas Aquinas, they take their first one. Don't know if it's a 30 or 60. We're going to hold it here because we're here. With 5:23 left to go in the game, Panthers up 4-0. Small crowd here. Like I said, might have 100 people. The bleachers are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, just 6 rows of bleachers, so on both sides. So I'm up here in the upper deck here at Falcon Gymnasium at the line. Oh, they say KK Reno. So I thought it was Hiram hit that putback. So, but we got to put KK down there. Free throws up, in and out, no good. So the Panthers 4-0 lead here. Another steal by Trace Williams. Goes up for the layup, or it's a Hiram Eugene. It is Hiram. He was covered by the defender. Fouls on number two, second team foul on the Falcons. And Hiram Eugene will be at the line for two shots. 4-0 Panther lead here early in the game. First shot's up, rims in and out. Couple substitutes coming in, 23 and 12 for the Falcons. And 12, so we'll see how that's going to play out. Second shot off the back iron, no good. Panthers are 0 for 3 from the free throw line. Not a good sign early. A little over 5 minutes left here in the first period. Kick it out to 23 over in the corner to 12, all the way across the zone defense at 1-2-2 zone. Out front, number 3 thinks about it, kicks it inside. Another turnover. Oh, Panthers had a steal. Hiram Eugene with his quick hands, it was KK Reno, knocked it out of bounds. Had a steal, though. So they'll take it out underneath the basket, as 11 does. That's a Logan Love. Love trying to find somebody inside. Driving inside is number 3. He throws it up. He traveled. You can hear the referee is Jaden Corella. Traveled. Colura. Maybe that's Colura. Anyway, they put on the zone press here, full court. Panthers take their time. Hiram Eugene gets it over in the corner, kick it inside. There goes Hiram Eugene for the layup, up and in. It's good. So the Panthers up 6-0 with 4:30 left to go here in the first period. As the Panthers have accumulated 4, possibly 5 turnovers right now. I've got to keep track of that. But quickly to the corner, there's Love for a shot, 3-pointer. He drills it. First points for the Falcons. As Love drills it, or check that, Corella drills it. That's a 3. And Panther press is getting to him. There's a quick steal, up and out, nothing there. Rebound goes to the St. Thomas, and KK Reno with a steal. He's got a snowbird. He goes up and lays it up and in. It's good. Increase the lead to 8-3. Panthers again have another steal, and they say, the referee said he was out of bounds. Coach Gilbo immediately stood up and complained about it. So another substitute coming in for the Falcons. Looks like they freely substitute. It's number 10 coming in the game for him. That should be Luke Coates. As the Panthers stay with that 1-2-2 zone, it's been pretty effective so far. And the Panther quickness is a little evident, too. So kick it out here to 3. Looking around to find somebody. He's got it in the corner. Kick it inside to 11. That's Love. And what they got called? They got called an offensive foul as he hooked Russell Davis. So already third team foul on the Falcons. 8-3 Panthers, 3:31 left to go here in the first period. Full court press. Looks like they're going to go with a man press now. They backed off the zone as KK Reno's picked up by number three. And a little weave here up top as Hiram Eugene's got it near midcourt, center circle. Drives, and it's a little pivot, looking for an inside pass. Nobody there. Kicks it out. It's going to be stolen away by three. He's going to go in and miss the layup. The rebound to Falcon. Goes up with the layup. It's up and in and good. That's number two. That's Carmelo. Gets his first two of the game, and it's 8-5. This game, I'll tell you what, there's going to be a lot of running up and down the floor if they play this pace. So right now, Panthers get it across. A knock away. It's going to be stolen again as two goes up. And he gets a bucket. And the Panthers, that's his second bucket for Carmelo. And it's 8-7 now, 2:47 left here as Coach Gilbo is going to take a quick timeout and discuss things. Panthers are doing a pretty good job right now of stealing the basketball. So, but two snowbirds pretty much, not uncontested, but just layups go in. And it's 8-7, the Falcons over the Panthers here, with a little under 3 minutes left to go here in the first period. So we'll see how that's going to play out in the next 2:47 is what we have. And the Falcons have they've played so far. They've played right at nine people. So Panthers still with their starting lineup in the game. Panthers are going to take it out underneath their basket. Looks like a man defense here for the Falcons. As he gets it into Luke Lease, already passes it back to KK Reno. He's got 10 seconds to get across that timeline, which he does. And thought about driving the key. Pulls it back up. Almost walked. He's going to take a jumper from the free throw line. Off the rim, no good. Davis with the rebound. And Luke Lease with the rebound. It's knocked away from him. Quickly down the floor, and it's kicked out to Love. And he scores again. So right now, they take a 9-8 lead. Panthers are turning it over a little bit, not hitting their shots. Man press right now for the Falcons against the Panthers. As KK Reno picks up his dribble right at midcourt, and that man defense has been pretty hectic for the Panthers right now. KK Reno in with a snowbird. He's fouled. They got to call a charge on him. Thought he might have fouled, but young man underneath the basket, number two, drew the foul on KK. So it's still 9-8. The Falcons, they've gone on a 6-0 run right now with 1:55 left to go in the contest. Panthers hands on hips right now as the Falcons are trying to run up and down the floor. Have played so far 9 players. So, again, the Panthers in that 1-2-2 zone. Kick it around with Luke Luisard up top. Kick it inside. And they go in the corner with it. Shot, rebound, three doesn't make it. Hiram Eugene with the rebound. They get back on defense pretty quickly. 9-8 Falcons over the Panthers here with 1:30 left to go in the first period. As KK Reno brings it down. Looking for a pick from Russell Davis. He gets it. He's going to drive the lane, kick it out. Hiram Eugene fakes a three. Kicks it back out to KK Reno. Nothing there. Got to drive the baseline. He's going to throw a little leap and leaner up, and it's good. And I do believe he's fouled for KK Reno. Will be at the line for a bonus. As the bucket goes in, bucket's good. Fouls on 11. And that's going to be Logan Love. So KK puts the Panthers up by one. And we'll have a free throw. He's got 6 of the Panther points right now. So substitute coming in for the Panthers is Jonathan Jumaville. KK Reno at the line. The shot's up. It's good. That's the first free throw the Panthers have hit this afternoon. There's a 1 out of 4. Missed 3. 2 brings it down for them. Kicks it inside to 0, and that's Daigle. 2's going to go up a little leap and leaner jumper, and it's good. And that's Corbello. He's got 6 of their 11 points. As Luke Lesard's bringing it down. Kick it over to KK. KK going to drive the lane. Pivot, turn around, try a jumper off the back iron, no good. Rebound, tie up. It looks like Panthers are going to get the tie up. So Trace Williams will take it out of bounds. Panthers with a 2-on-2, locking for picks. trying to find somebody open underneath. Nothing there. It's stolen away quickly by number two, Corbello. Corbello with a jumper, no good. Inside rebound to Luke Lesorg. 23's all over, and they're going to call him. Oh, yeah, you can't reach in like that. I expect a foul. So 23, Colonna picks up the foul. I got five team fouls already on the Falcons. Kalen Kraytan come in for the Panthers as KK is going to get a little breather along with Russell Davis. Kick it out, try quickly, looking for somebody to throw it in. Get it in, and a pass goes past Jonathan Jumaville out of bounds. Just too quick a pass there by Trace. 11-11, all tied up with 34 seconds left to go here in the first period. As the Falcons right now have it on their end line. Quickly to Zero Daigle, misses a short jumper. Rebound Luke Lesorg, just took it away from three. And that was Kolura. And with 24 seconds left, Panthers going to hopefully settle for one shot. Kick it out in the corner to Jonathan. Jonathan do a little pivot, trying to find something. Kick it out to Kraytan. He's far out outside the three-point line. Does the pivot, trying to find somebody open. Into Luke Lesorg, tries a short jumper, no good. Rebound Kraytan, kick it into DJ Neville, who's in the ball game, and he puts the 2 points up quickly. And that's the end of the first quarter. The Panthers up 13-11. You listen to Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. The Panthers are up by 2, 13-11. We're getting ready to hit the second quarter. We'll be right back to that 60-second break.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
Life is a road you travel with many destinations, like college for the kids, a new house, and retirement. Now your neighborhood State Farm agent, Albert Ackle, can do more than ever to guide you. With a State Farm insurance and financial review, you'll get a clear picture of where you stand now and a way to help you plan for where you want to be. Call State Farm agent Albert Ackle at 365-5441 to schedule your free insurance and financial review.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Now back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
We're back here at St. Thomas Aquinas where the Panthers hold a first quarter lead of 13-11. We're heading into the second quarter as the Panthers have made some substitutions as DJ Neville's in the game along with Jonathan Jumaville, along with KK Reno coming back in and Hiram Eugene and Kraytan quickly inside. Panther defense in the 1-2-2. And we'll see if they're going to try a three. There's a three by number 23 off the iron rim, no good. Panthers need to do a little better job of rebounding again, and he kicks out to Hiram Eugene. He thinks about getting it down the floor, but he pulls up before half court and slowly brings it across the timeline. As the Falcons in a man-to-man defense, Kraytan up here, top of the key, he's going to drive the lane, he's going to put it up, and short, no good. Rebound to number 25 for them, Williams. Quickly down the far side, number three, that's Kalara. Quickly in the corner to 23. Burner back out to number three, and that's Corella. Corella thought about a three, kicks it inside, and a man all by himself. Panthers missed him, sticking it up and in is Daigle for their first 2 points, and it's tied up 13 apiece. Man to man press defense coming across the timeline is Hiram Eugene, kick it back. Jonathan Jumaville for a three off the rim, no good. Rebound to the Falcons. Panthers, that's one thing right now, they're not doing well, they're not rebounding the ball. Shut jumper. Up and in, no good. Comes out, rolls out to Kraytan, kicks it over to KK Reno near the baseline. He's going to bring it across half court quickly as the Panthers set up something. 6:34 left to go here. We're all tied up at 13 here in the second quarter. Panthers looking, KK looking for somebody open as DJ Neville drops, hits Kraytan inside. He's going to go up, misses the short jumper, gets his own rebound, puts it up, missed again. The ball is going to come to Kraytan. He kicks, saves it inside. And quickly down the floor is number two, that's Carbella. He's going to go up for the layup, and he's got 8 points, and he's been pretty much the Falcon team right now. Not a real big kid, but pretty quick, smaller stature, but his quickness is evident. Probably the quickest kid on the team for the Falcons. KK Reno brings across the timeline. Little under 6 minutes to go. They're up 2-15-13. Kick it out to DJ Neville into KK Reno. Puts it up. They call him a block, I believe, on 23. Nope, check that. So, no, it didn't. It's on KK Reno. Ran over 23, so that's his second personal. Not sure Coach Gilbo walking the sideline right now. I don't think he liked that call. Pretty much I didn't either. I thought he stepped out in front of me. Anyway, 15-13 as the Falcons have the ball in their side of the court, kicking around. Panther 1-2-2 defense. They kick it inside to 25. Williams does a little spin move, missed the layup. Rebound out, offensive rebound to the Falcons. There's a hop and a skip, knocked away by Haren Eugene, almost stolen by DJ Neville, but they set it up again. There's a three from the corner, and it's good by number 12 for them, and that's Milton. He gets his first three of the game, first points, and it's a 18-13 lead now. There goes Haren Eugene inside for a layup. No, missed it, comes off. Rebound to the Falcons. As I mentioned, quick fast break. There's Williams, kicks it out. Missed layup. There's KK Reno with the rebound. They're getting in a running game right now. Coming down the floor quickly is KK, kicking it in the corner out front. As Krejci is going to drive the lane, he's going to go up and in. It's good. They're going to call a blocking foul. As Krejci gets his first bucket. Let's see who the foul's on. The bucket's good. Foul's on zero. That's Daigle. And Krejci gets his first two of the game. First two in the quarter for the Panthers. That's his 18-15. As Creighton will be at the line for the bonus. And, of course, that foul was on zero. That's Daigle. Panthers should be in the bonus. They are now. So a little perspiration on the floor. They're trying to clean up right now. Under the goal where Kalen went in for the layup. That's one thing you got to watch. You got to watch it. These kids just think they can slide their feet and draw a charge, but you got to be stationary. If the guy goes up in the air, you can't move your feet to get under him while he's going up for a layup. So if he's already left the ground, you can't move it to him. You've got to be stationary when he goes up to the ground to take a shot or a layup. 18-15, 4:48 left to go here in the second period as Kalen Creighton at the free throw line for this back end of the three-point opportunity. Referees are talking about something here. Not sure what it is. As they're discussing something under the goal. Not sure if they're going to approach the coaches. A little substitution as two comes back in the game. That's Carbello in for zero, Daigle. On the floor for the Panthers right now is Creighton, Luke Lesard, Haren Eugene, Williams, along with Russell Davis. So giving KK Reno, DJ Dumaville, and along with DJ Neville, Jonathan Dumaville, a rest. Kick it back out, kick it around the corner. That's three with the ball. That's Kalura, and they got a foul inside. Yeah, moving pick. Let's see who that's on. It's on number one, or 1-2, I think, or 1-0. And that's going to be Colts. And the Panthers got a 1-1. But Panthers in the bonus situation, down by two. 4:32 left to go. Games have been pretty much back and forth. A couple lead changes as Trace Williams brings across the timeline. He's picked up by Corbello, who's got 12 of their 18 points, or I should say 8 of their 18 points. Luke Lesard up front, they call a double on him as he hit the ball with two hands. Can't do that. So a turnover for the Panthers. 4:18 left to go here in the second period. It's 18-16. Game's going pretty quickly considering everything. We're at 2:23 in the afternoon here in Hammond, Louisiana. Pretty humid day, too. It's 80 degrees. Quickly out to Corbello, over two, and he's going to try a three. Rims in and out. Panthers with the rebound. Krejci's got it. Quickly, of course, the timeline is... It's Trace. Trace kicks it out to Haren Eugene. He's going to drive the lane. He's going to stop. Kick it out to Trace. Trace tries faking. Tries to get Creighton to move back inside. Kick it outside to Creighton. Nothing going there. Thought about driving. He's picked up his dribble. He's going to drive the lane now. He's going to go up for another layup, and he drops it in. So Kalen with his fourth point, and it ties it up at 18. So the Panthers right now have it all tied up. There's a man that's giving the Panthers all the trouble today, and Carballo kicks it over to Kalura. And into Williams. Williams kicks out to the corner, driving the baseline. It's 23, reverse layup. No good. That's Luke Lesard. Panthers doing a little better job rebounding right now as Trace Williams comes down across half court. Panthers across the timeline, driving inside as Trace tried to kick it inside. He should have thrown the shot up. Luke Lesard drills a little short jumper, and the Panthers regain the lead. And Luke's first point, he's got two. It's 20 to 18, 2:56 in the clock moving here in the second period. As the Falcons right now trying to get through that defense, knocked away by Trace, but driving in, going up for the layup, and gets it, is number 23, and that's Burner as he gets his first bucket. And it's all tied up again at 20 with 2:34 left to go here in the second period. Man-to-man, let's see if they're still in a man. It might be in a... I'm not sure if they're in a 2-3 zone. We're going to find out if they send a cutter through. Trace Williams throws it up and in. It's good. I believe that's his first two of the ball game. Good to see him getting going. Panthers up by two, 22-20 with 2:09 left to go. The clock moving. Kick it in the corner. There's 12 for a three-pointer, and he drills it. And the Falcons have the lead back by one as Drew Milton, that's his second one here in this quarter. And... as Trace Williams comes across the timeline, reverses dribble, drives the baseline. It's going to go up with a little leap and leaner, and it comes out. Rebound over behind Eugene. And Trace going to try a three from the corner off the back iron. No good. Kick it out. Panthers going to control the offensive boards this time. Good job. Doing a little better job rebounding. Luke Lesard with a little jumper from about 10 feet off the back iron. No good. Quickly down the floor. As Trace Williams, and there's Corbella. He's going to drive, put it up. Little short jumper, gets a friendly roll, rolls out. Rebound to Williams. Williams kicks it out to the corner. And he's going to drive the baseline. He's going to be fouled. He's going to be at the line for two. Let's see who the foul's on against the Panthers. Wait for the ref to come out. Zero does Luke Lesard. I believe that's Luke's first. But it's going to be a two-shot foul. So at the line, number three, and that's Jaden Corella. And he hits the first one. That's his first points here in the second period. He's got three for the game. So on the floor for the Panthers, Kraytan, along with Neville, Lesard, Reno, and Williams. Second shot's up, rolls around, comes out. And it's 24-22. The Falcons over the Panthers here with 1:08 left to go in the second period. Pretty much a toss-up game right now. Panthers doing a little better job on the boards, both offensively and defensively. Steal away as and a foul on KK Reno. Oh, let's see. Oh, no, they call a foul. Wow. Game's physical from what I remember. Anyway, knocks it out of bounds. So Corbello is going to take it in front of the Panther bench. Kicks it into 12, and that's Milton. Milton's got two threes in his quarter. As Corbello looks it inside, there's a steal by KK Reno. Fourth pass there. KK saw that all the way. KK's going to kick it back out near midcourt to Trace Williams, and the Panthers with 40 seconds are looking just for a good shot. Layup, good shot. As Luke Lesard's got it up front, kick it over to Kraytan over the far side of the gymnasium. Back across, kick it inside to Trace. Had a shot, thought about it, pulled it back. Kraytan thought about a shot outside the three-point line. He's going to pull it back out. Drive a little bit, kick it over on the other side. It's stolen away. Nope. And it is stolen away by Corbella. He's going to go up for a layup, and he missed it. He's fouled there by Kraytan, pretty sure. Now it's going to be Kraytan's first foul. It's going to be a two-shot foul, too. And at the line will be Corbello. He's got eight of their 24 points. Number two, slight of build, but he moves pretty quickly. He's giving the Panthers a lot of problems. First shot's up, rims out. So far today, the Falcons are one out of three from the free throw line. Let's see here. Another ball out, no good. Rebound to Luke Lesar. A lot of hands sticking in there. Protects it. So still a two-point lead. Panthers get the ball across half court. Trace Williams is trying to set up something with 4 seconds, with 3 seconds. He's got to throw up something. He does. It's nowhere near. And the Falcons have a two-point lead by the score of 24-22. We're going to take a one-minute break. We're heading into halftime here as the Panthers are down by two here on FM 107.5 and Kane Radio AM 1240. We're going to take a three-minute break. We'll be right back after that.
Raymond's Food and Furniture has been locally owned and operated since 1941. With their 18,000 square foot showroom floor, Freeman's Furniture Store is certain to have what you're looking for. Need a comfortable mattress? Tempur-Pedic and Sealy are like no other, and they're only available at Freeman's. With 60-month interest-free financing, you couldn't sleep better. Freeman's Food and Furniture Complex, located on the corner of Hopkins and Admiral Doyle Drive, right here in New Iberia. Visit Freeman's soon.
Hi, I'm Corey Avery, co-owner of R&R Glassworks. We specialize in auto and truck glass repair and replacement, window motors, and frameless shower doors. We also handle plexiglass and storefront repair and replacement. Give us a call at 365-9311 or come by and see us at 1006D 20 Arpit Road in New Iberia. So for all your glass needs, remember R&R Glassworks. Thank you, and God bless.
Acadiana, there's a new way to car shop. At J.P. Thibodeau Automotive, we get it. Nobody likes spending time at a car dealership. It's time to buy cars the new way. Your way. The way you buy everything else. J.P. Thibodeau Honda, Nissan, and Kia is taking the stress and frustration out of buying a car with the JPT Easy to Buy tool. It's faster, it's easier, and it's here. Get a new vehicle and complete most of the car buying experience online. Just browse our inventory. Choose the vehicle you're interested in and customize your payments instantly online with the JPT Easy to Buy tool. This simple online experience means that once you get to the dealership, you'll be able to review and sign your deal quickly and confidently. So give it a try, because it's time to buy cars the new way. Your way. We know you've done your homework. You know what you want in a vehicle and how much you want to spend. So we're here to make the process easier than ever before with the JPT Easy to Buy tool, with no hassle pricing and no hidden dealer fees. If you're ready for a new car buying experience, visit us 24/7 at jpthibodeau.com.
Hi, I'm Tony Landry with Gulf America Wire Rope and Catholic High School. And at Gulf America Wire Rope is an all-field service company which is dedicated to speedy customer service and technical leadership. Gulf America Wire Rope is owned and operated by brothers Jed and Drew LeBlanc, both CHS graduates. Their knowledge and leadership skills were obtained through CHS has brought them success in the business world. Go visit Jed and Drew at their Broussard location, and they're always ready to talk CHS sports. And remember, go Big Red.
With more than 20 years of service to Acadiana, Action Specialties is the leading provider of uniforms, workwear, screen printing, and promotional products in the South. When it comes to building your brand, Action Specialties has you covered. Whether you need signs and decals for your business, T-shirts and polos for your office, or FR uniforms for your workforce, call Action Specialties for all of your logoed needs. To plan your next project, call Action Specialties at 337-367-1664 or visit us on the web at actionspecialties.com. That's actionspecialties.com.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
We're back here in Hammond at St. Thomas Aquinas Falcons Gymnasium as the Panthers on the short end of a 24-22 game. Panthers started out quite right as they had an 8-3 lead early in the first period, but a lot of running up and down the floor. Panthers basically played eight players today in this matchup, along with The Falcons have played right at about 10. Don't have it. But the Falcons right now are led by Luke Corbello. He's got 8 points of their 24. Next in line with six is Drew Milton with 12. With six. With two is Daigle. And also with two is Jake Berner. And with 3 points is Jaden Corella. That's he's 1-for-2 free throws. They're only 1-for-4 free throw shooting, same as the Panthers, 1-for-4. Of course, the Panthers are led right now by K.K. Reno. He's got 7 points. With 5 points is Kalen Creighton. With 2 points each are D.J. Neville, Trace Williams, Russell Davis, and Luke Lesar. Boy, we need to get Trace going along with Russell Davis inside, too. Panthers early in the game did all right, had a lot of created a lot of turnovers defensively, and then later on in the matchup, the Falcons took advantage and did a better job of rebounding as the Panthers were giving the Falcons second and third shots at the bucket. And finally, late in the second period, the Panthers shut that down and started doing a better job defending and getting rebounds and all. So pretty much the indication of the score, these teams are pretty evenly matched up. It's going to be who can hit their free throws down the stretch and who can rebound better. So we got a little over 5 minutes, 5:20 left to go here at halftime. It's 24-22 with the Falcons over the Panthers. So we're going to go ahead and take another three-minute break. You're listening to Kane Radio High School Basketball here on Kane. And I want to remind folks, too, that Tuesday night we're going to have the Yellow Jackets in action. As they, I'm trying to recall who they'll be taking on, but the Yellow Jackets with a big game, a big win last night as they beat Parkway. The Panthers, I do believe, out of Shreveport. So the Yellow Jackets move on, and we'll have that game, I think. I'm trying to remember who they're going to play Tuesday night, but it escapes me. I'm going to check that out in a moment. In the meantime, you listen to Kane Radio, FM 107.5, AM 1240. We're going to be right back with more halftime. This three-minute break right after this.
Hi, this is Larry Miller from your locally owned and operated McDonald's. For a limited time, we're selling any soft drink for $1. We not only have the best soft drinks, but we have them at the best price. We have the cleanest filtered water, the colder temperatures, the best flavor, and the most perfectly carbonated soft drinks around. Why not use one of our speedy drive-thrus, and you don't even have to get out of your car? McDonald's and any size soft drink for $1. I'm loving it.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Back on Saturday, it's the Cast and Chevy Carrier Sunday afternoon. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours now Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5 to 8. Most drinks half price at the Quarter Tavern. Check out the Quarter Tavern Facebook page for the monthly calendar and daily updates.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
Looking for a quick and easy, no-hassle loan? Look no longer and go visit Sherlow or Ruby at Allstate Credit. The good folks at Allstate Credit are willing to help you with a small loan. They will treat you as a special and personable customer because they've been serving New Iberia for almost a half a century. So stress no longer. Come visit Sherlow or Ruby at Allstate Credit at 1112 Center Street or call them at 364-4538. Allstate Credit, all the time.
This ranch is not about cattle or animals. We're talking about plants and much, much more. That's the Landscape Ranch right here in New Iberia. You can find all sorts of plants such as annuals, palm trees, and container trees, as well as a variety of chemicals and fertilizers to keep them healthy. Locally owned, they provide bulk materials such as sand, soil, limestone, rock, and they'll deliver right to your doorstep. While you're there, you can visit their lobby. You'll find gifts provided by local artists. The Landscape Ranch, located where Jefferson Terrace meets Main Street.
Now, back to the stage. On Kane 107.5.
We're back here in Hammond where the Panthers are taking on the St. Thomas Aquinas Falcons here in regional action. Right now the Panthers are down by 2 points, 24-22, and looks like we're going to get this game under a little bit quicker than what we thought. Pretty decent crowd here, but I consider this gymnasium doesn't hold but maybe 200 people at the very most. There might be 100 here, the Panther sideline. So a few Panther faithful here made the trip. And right now, the Panthers are down by two. Let's see who the Panthers go with. Their starting five on the floor for the Falcons will be 25. That's Williams, 23. Burner, along with Corbello, 0. That's Daigle. And 11, 11 is love. So that'll be their starting lineup. I don't remember Williams starting. So the Panthers on the floor right now have their starting five. As Luke Lessard, along with Hiram Eugene, Trace Williams, KK Reno, and Russell Davis. So the Panthers starting five to start the third period as we're underway here. Man-to-man defense quickly by the Falcons. As KK Reno in a lob, it's stolen away by Williams. He's coming down half court, quickly kicks it off to the corner with a soft jumper. Two misses the layup. Williams with the rebound, kicks it out in the corner. 11's going to try to drive, kicks it out to 23. He's going to reverse pivot, kick it back out. As 11's thinking about it, but doesn't shoot it. Over in the far corner, and it's stolen away by KK Reno with his strong hands, no doubt about that one. Anyway, 24-22, quickly down the floor. Hiram Eugene going to drive the lane. He's going to go up a layup. Rolls off. Luke Lessard's got it. Try the reverse layup. Nothing there. And he got a foul inside. Let's see who it's on. Pretty sure it's on zero. Hold. And that's against Daigle. That's going to be his second. First team foul here. As Trace is going to take it out underneath the basket. Looking to find somebody. KK Reno. He's going to go up. He's pushed. Don't know if they have a charge on him. Yep, not good. I might be his third one. Coach needs to think about that. His first team foul for the Panthers here. Falcons with a two-point lead, 24-22. As Love and Corbello bring it down into the corner, 23 with a three and drills it. And that's Burner, and that's Burner's fifth point. As the Panthers... As the Falcons are going man-to-man press, full court. 27-22, the Falcons over the Panthers. Luke Lessard brings it across the court. Kick it out to Hiram Eugene. Hiram Eugene thinks about driving the key, but pulls it back out. Now here he goes. Inside, layup, off the rim, no good. Kicks off a Falcon, and it should be Panther basketball. And it is, as Trace Williams is going to take it out of bounds. Ball Hiram's just got to be a little more under control. Had a shot to put it in, and it just rolled off. Trace Williams trying to get it inbounds. Kane going to throw deep. Backcourt. No backcourt on the Panthers, even though it's caught in the backcourt by Hiram Eugene. And there's Trace Williams. Need to get him going. He's going to try a little leap and leaner. And has a charge on Trace as the Falcons are drawing charges on the Panthers. They drive the baseline. And that's going to be the Panthers' second team foul on Trace. That's going to be his first foul we've got. Need to get Trace going. 27-22 Falcons, 6:20 left to go here in the third period. As Corbella's got it out for Love. Kick it inside to Burner. Burner jumper, no good. Rebound Russell Davis. Quickly over to pick it up. There's Hiram Eugene back to Trace Williams. Panthers down by five with 6 minutes to go here in the third period. As Trace has got it up front, he's going to drive the baseline. He's going to throw it up. They got a foul on the floor, I do believe. Looks like on three. And that's going to be on that. That's Catholic High Street. That's Corella. That's going to be the second team foul against the Falcons. Trace Williams is going to take it out underneath the basket, looking to kick it into somebody. Panthers got to move. Somebody's got to move. Kick it inside to Hiram Eugene. Put it on the floor. Almost lost it. It's coming back out with it up near the top of the key. Man-to-man defense, but the Falcons, they play good man-to-man defense. Kick over to Trace. He's picked up by 12. And that's Milton. Trace is going to drive, pull it out, cross over, do a little spin pirouette, throw it off the backboard, no good, off the rim. Quickly out with it is the Falcons, down the floor to Daigle. Daigle looking out front, kick it inside quickly, and it's stolen away by KK. He's coming down the floor, stop a little short jumper, up and in, it's good. Panthers cut that five-point lead down to three as KK gets the Panthers' first points here in the third period, 27-24. Kick it inside to 25. Williams goes up, throws up with the left hand. No good. On somebody's back. Gets away with it. Going to kick it off Falcon. And he picks it up. He's going to throw it back court. And it should be back court. But a timeout by Coach Andrews. As we have a timeout here with 5:03 left to go here in the third period. It's 27-24. The Falcons over the Panthers. Panthers need to do a little better job when they attack the basket. They got to be aware of the Falcons stationary underneath the basket. And, we'll see how that's going to play out here in this last 5:03 in the third period. As the basically, it's been a 3-2 second half so far. No big difference here is the three that the Falcons hit. Of course, leading the Panthers right now with 9 points is KK Reno. Next with Creighton with 5. Every other Panther has 2 points. We need to get something going here with 5:03 left to go. As the Falcons are going to take it out on the fourth side near midcourt, kick it into 11. That's Love. Love kicking it back out here to 3. And it's almost knocked away by Luke Lessard. And Panthers still in their 1-2-2 zone defense here. Kick it inside to Williams, stolen away by Hiram Eugene. Panthers done a good job on defense with a great turnovers, but they need to start putting the ball in the hoop. 4:38 left to go. Kick it outside. Panthers don't have a three today. There's KK Reno. A drive in. He's going to throw it up. No good. Tipped out by Luke Lessard to Williams of the Falcons. Here comes quickly down the floor. And that's going to be a charge on 12. That's Milton. As a Panther faithful clapping here, as Milton picks up his first foul. That's going to be the third team foul. Substitute. There's Corbellas back into the game. Panther starting five still on the floor. Kick it out here to Luke Lessard. Kicks it back to Hiram Eugene. Hiram Eugene picked up by Milton. Full court press. Hiram Eugene, I don't know if he hurt himself there. He looked like he was kneed. He turned it over. Trying to get the little soreness out quickly. Turned it over as Love pitches it in to Corbello, who's back in the game. On the floor for the Panthers is still their starting five. Kick it out to Corbello over in the corner. There's Milton with another three. Off the rim, no good. Trace Williams with the rebound. Quickly down the floor, and it's stolen away by Milton. Over to Love. Love's going to take it, drive inside. Little layup up and in. It's good, and increases that three-point lead to 5. And Coach Gilbo's going to take a timeout. As they advance that three-point lead to 5, Panthers are not playing real well. Only have 2 points here so far with a little over 4 minutes left to go, or I should say that have expired here in the fourth quarter. We've got 3:53 left to go. Looking at the scoreboard here. And Panthers, as I mentioned moments ago, they need to get the ball in the hole and play good defense, rebound. They've done a pretty good job of creating turnovers, but haven't done a real good job of scoring. So we'll see how that's going to do. Any substitutions? No, still the starting five still on the floor. And for the Falcons, pretty much the Panthers have the ball. So after that bucket, kick it into Trace Williams, quickly across the timeline, stops, pulls up, pulls back out. Man-to-man defense still by the Falcons. They've done a pretty good job with it, too. As Trace Williams is going to drive the lane, kick it over the corner to KK. KK with the reverse layup, missed it, got his own rebound, needs to go back up. He does, scores, and it cuts that 5-point lead down to 3 as KK doing his job here. The junior, All-State tailback. Or running back is the proper term, I guess. Kick it back out here to inside. Kick it in the corner. Love's going to try a 3. He misses it. Long rebound comes out to Corbello. Back to Love. Out to number 3. Misses it. And Luke Lessard there. Panthers got to do a better job of blocking out, cutting off those lanes. So it's 29-26. Panthers can tie it with a 3 and cut it to 1 with a deuce. As KK brings it across the timeline. Man-man defense. As Luke Lessard out here, free throw line extended, kicks it back out to KK out in the corner up near the timeline. Kick it over to Hiram Eugene, kick it back to KK. Kick it again. The Panthers doing a little better job of passing the ball. They need to do that more than dribble. As into Trace Williams over to Hiram Eugene. Hiram Eugene trying to kick it out to KK over the free throw line extended. Luke Lessard back out front. Clock moving, 2:30 left to go. 29-26 Falcons over the Panthers. Again up front. Shots coming from this to Trace Williams. Trace needs to drive. Just take that short jumper. He does. It's good. That shot's open. As Trace gets his fourth point, and they need to get him going. 1 point lead, 29-28, 2:09 left to go here in the second period. Kick it inside there to 10. Almost taken away by Hiram Eugene. Kick it back out to Corbello over the corner to Love. Kick it back out to the top. Over out to Milton. Inside to 3, and he traveled. So another turnover. as two more Panthers come in the game. That's DJ Neville along with Jonathan Jumaville taking Russell Davis a breather along with KK Reno, who I think has three fouls. So that's what I have him with. It's not official. So they're going back to that zone trap, three-quarter court, as the kid across timeline had DJ open up in the corner. Timeout, I think. Hiram Eugene calls a timeout as he was double-teamed against the sideline. It's almost like a triple team. Sideline is another man. Anyway, so the Panthers take a 30-second timeout, and we're going to hold it right here. 1:43 left to go here in the ball game. It's 29 to the Falcons, 28 for the Panthers, and Coach Gilbo giving instructions to them right now as KK Reno's taking a breather. And he's leading the Panthers in scoring right now. He's got, I do believe, I have him with 11 points. Panthers haven't been to the free throw line but five times. They've made two of five. They need to improve upon that. Meanwhile, the Falcons have been to the free throw line four times, and they're one out of four. Might be a strategy towards the end of the game, too, if the Falcons can't hit their free throws. Anyway, Panthers, again, have to play do a good, better job of defensive rebounding and putting those second shots when they have them available back up and in, especially around the basket. So the Baton Rouge Official Association, that's who's calling this game, as KK Reno is taking a breather. Luke Lesar trying to get in to Jonathan Jumaville, knocks it out as quickly the man-to-man defense over to Trace Williams. He's bumped, no foul. Didn't impede his progress. There goes Trace driving the baseline. Throws it up, knocked out of his hands. Quickly over to Williams. He's going to kick it off a pass, kick it back out to Corbello over the front. And trying a three. Off the rim, no good. Trace Williams with the rebound. Stolen away by Love. Kick it across court to Corbello. And it's thrown out of bounds. Another turnover. 1:16 left to go here in the third period. Panthers down by one, 29-28. Need to get those buckets inside when you got an opportunity. Coming back into game is Daigle. Daigle takes a three spot. That's Corella. And looking to throw it inbounds over to Trace Williams. Lucio gets it into him. Clock moving. Right at about 1:10 left to go here in the third period. Panthers down by one. A lot of movement by the Panther offense. Good to see. Need to get moving that man-to-man defense, and somebody sets some picks as Jonathan Jumaville up top. Lesard way outside the three-point line. They just threw it away as anticipated Neville coming for the ball, and he broke the other way. So turnover on the Panthers right now, and the scoring's been 5-6 as the Panthers trying to get going here in the third period with 53 seconds left to go. Panthers have scored 6 points, 5 to the Falcons. So kick it inside there, kick it over to Williams. He goes up and in and puts it in, and just on a little inside pass as Williams gets his first bucket of the game. As 30 seconds left to go here, as Lesar's got it in the middle. Looking Panther offense, they need to move over to Hiram Eugene. He's going to drive past Williams. Williams knocks it away from him, takes it away. He's going to bring it down the floor. Let's see what Trace does. Off of Trace's foot, they don't call it. So Panthers have 12 seconds to get a shot off. There goes DJ Neville. He's going to back it out. Over to Jumaville, over to Lesar. He's going to take a 12-foot jumper off the back iron. No good. To DJ with the rebound. Threw it up too quickly. And as into the third period, it's 31-28. In favor of the Falcons over the Panthers. So we're heading into the fourth quarter. So the Panthers need to pick it up just a pace. And here comes Hiram Eugene. He's got a little injury there. We'll see how that's going to turn out. So we're going to go ahead and take a one-minute break. You listen to Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter right after this.
From the Kawasaki Ninja Sports Bikes to the Kawasaki Jet Ski Watercraft, Kawasaki and Romero Power Sports makes it easier than ever to put yourself on your dream machine. Right now, Romero Power Sports and Kawasaki are offering their lowest payments of the year on all Kawasaki vehicles. Choose from the great lineup of Kawasaki motorcycles, ATVs, Watercraft mule utility vehicles, and the Terex lineup of SUVs. Whatever you need, Romero Power Sports and Kawasaki offer great prices, financing, and the famous Romero service after the sale. Kawasaki and Romero's Power Sports, let the good times roll at 900 South Lewis Street in New Iberia.
Times are tough right now for small businesses, but as a small business owner, you're pretty tough too. In case you needed a reminder, you started your own business. And while there's certainly more challenges ahead, the UPS store is always here to help. Should your small business need any ink, we're ready with every ink. Printing, mailboxing, notarizing, whatever ink we can do. The UPS store. Every ink for small business, all in one place.
The UPS store.
The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
We're back here at Hammond at St. Thomas Aquinas as the Falcons hold a three-point lead over the Panthers heading to the fourth and final quarter, 31-28. They've got the Arrows to take it out here in the fourth period. On the floor for the Panthers right now is Jumaville, Neville, K.K. Reno, Williams, and Creighton. For the Falcons, there are five. That's been Williams along with a kick it inside, reverse layup, short. Panthers there for the rebound. Creighton's there. Man was open, they just missed the reverse layup. So for the Falcons on the floor right now is Carella. Carabella's not on the floor. I don't know what he's there. I think their best player. As Loves picks up K.K. Reno, K.K.'s going to drive the baseline. The short jumper, and it's good. That's what you got to do. That shot's going to be open right there. Just drive the baseline, pull up about 5-6 feet away from the basket, put it up. So Panthers cut it to one with 7:15 left to go here in the fourth and final period. Panthers are also in the bonus, too. So kick it around. Love's going to take it, kick it back in the corner. There's a three-pointer shot, short. Rebound, the Falcons. Goes up, and he's fouled by Creighton, I'm pretty sure. And that's going to be three at the foul line as Creighton picks up his second personal foul. Panthers nowhere near the bonus, but three's going to be at the line. Jaden Carella. He's got 3 points in the game so far. He's got a two-shot foul, though. His first shot's up and in. It's good. Gives him a two-point lead. Substitute coming in. That's Milton in for 23, Burner. Burner's got 5 points, three, including one of them. So Calora's going to try the second shot. It's short, kicked out. Rebound to K.K. Reno as he pushes it out to the side. He's picked up man-to-man. If he can't get drive past this guy, kick it over to Creighton. Creighton looking. He's going to drive the lane. Kick it over to K.K. Reno. K.K.'s going to take a shot from the outside. No good. Rebound. Knocked out of bounds by White. Should be Red's ball. It is. 32-30 as the Falcons on top of the Panthers with 6:38 left to go in this ball game. We'll see as Trace Williams will take it out on the floor for the Panthers. Creighton, Neville, K.K. Reno, and Jumaville trying to find something inside. Nothing there as Neville got a little spin dribble. He's going to throw up a short jumper off the rim. No good. K.K. Reno there. Okay, let's see what we got here. It looks like Love, foul on Love. That's his second. Panthers should be in the 1-1. But the bonus is up there. I'll see a bonus. But they're going to take it out of bounds. Anyway, kick it out to Creighton. He's picked up by Williams over in the corner. Trace Williams takes a three. Now he's going to take one. Off the rim, no good. Rebound. Let's see, timeout there for St. Thomas. So 6:21 left to go. We'll take a 30-second break real quick. It's 32-30. Well, check that. Let's hold it. Let's hold it. I thought they called a timeout. Might have been a foul there on Jumaville. So the Panthers, Jumaville, Neville, Williams, Creighton, and Reno on the floor. And that's three. Thinking about a three. Pulls it back out. Panther 1-2-2 zone still in effect. They've done a pretty good job on the outside. Panthers haven't hit a three today. Unusual. So we'll see what they're going to do. Is three. Carella. kicks it back out in the corner, kicks it back out inside to Love over to Williams. Slapped away, and it's going to be a foul, I believe, on Creighton. Let's see. Pretty sure it was on KK. That might be four. As Russell Davis just got up off the bench, so did Luke Lessard. At the line is Williams to shoot two shots. His first shot is up and good. And substitutes for the Panthers as Neville and Jumbaville come out the game. Panthers starting fives on the floor right now, except for Hiram Eugene. Creighton is on the floor in his place. And the back end of the two-shot foul. Falcons up by three still, 33-30 as the free throw was missed. Trace Williams has it. They're going to try a little zone pressure. He needs to get a diagonal pass. Looking across court, they got it. As Creighton double-team quickly, kick it out to Trace Williams. He's thinking about a three, backs it off. Panthers underneath need to keep moving. As Trace Williams picked up his dribble, almost stolen away. Russell Davis going to drive the baseline up for a leap and later, and it's good. Good job, Russell. That shot has been open all day. Russell with his 6 point, and the Panthers cut it to one, 5:18, plenty of time left to go. As the Panthers just need to do a better job on the boards. As Corbella's just going to hold the ball out here near midcourt, trying to draw the Panthers out that zone defense. So Josh has stayed there. He wants to hold the ball for 3-4 minutes and 55 seconds. Let's see. So that's where we are right now. Is a standstill. And that's and Coach Gilbert hollered out to his defense. Let him. They want to hold the ball out front. Let him. You know, who knows? Maybe he might pick up his pivot foot and walk. So, anyway, let's see what happens. And in a way, this is playing the Catholic High's favor, in my opinion, because they're only played six or seven kids. It's going to give the Panthers starting five time to rest a little bit. And they got 4 minutes and 23 seconds left to go in this game. You going to pull the ball out with a one-point lead? I don't think so. Anyway, I'd stay right there. If I'm the Panthers, I'd wait till a minute. And the reason why is just giving the Panthers a chance to catch their breath. I think it's playing into the Panthers' hands right now. So the crowd's getting a little restless right now. 3:59, we're under 4 minutes now. Referee's catching their breath too, I believe. A lot of running up and down the floor here. Clock is at 3:50. And let's see now. As Corbella picked up the pass, he's going to try to drive, kick it out here. The Panthers almost with a steal, kick it inside to Williams. Williams surrounded by three Panthers, kicks it back outside over to Corbella up top of the key. Panthers looking at a zone press. And there's your turnover. Anyway, as young man, Corella turned it over. 3:30 left to go here in the game. Panthers down by one. I mean, like I said, you're playing into their hands. You're giving the starters time to catch up breath, just like a two-minute timeout. Anyway, Trace Williams has it. They're going to pick him up man-to-man. He's picked up by the young man, Corbella, who's, I think, their best player. As Trace Williams up in front. And Panthers doing a lot of moving. He goes Trace Williams, blows by him, stops at the free throw line, kicks it to Creighton, thinks about taking a three. Looking inside, nothing there. Cross court to Russell Davis. He's going to drive the lane, throw it up, and in it's good. And that's how it works, folks. Anyway, as Russell Davis goes in and scores his 8th point, and guess who's got the lead with 2:55 left to go? 34-33, the Catholic Panthers do. You don't pull the ball out with 4 minutes left to go in the game. Anyway, so in the meantime, on the outside, kick it out in the corner, along across court, it's stolen away by Trace Williams, and he's double-teamed quickly in the backcourt, but gets it out. He's going to be crossing the timeline shortly. And Panthers need to set up something. As Trace Williams is going to drive the lane, kick it out, and it's stolen away. And Trace is going to commit the foul, too. You can't reach in like that with your hands. So Trace is going to pick up. I've got him with two, possibly three. So 33-34. As the Falcons are going to take it out. As looks like Corolla and... number 12, that's Milton. They one's an offensive player, one's a defensive player I've seen so far, so they do the substitutions. So Cabela over and kick it back out to Love inside to Williams. He's going to go up with it. Misses the jumper. Panthers try to pull the rebound. It gets away from two of them. Davis still on the floor. Kick it over in the corner for a three. And misses it on the back is Williams. They don't call it on Creighton. Kick it outside. Kick it up front. 34-33. Kick it out to Corbella. He's trying to find something. Set him something over the Love. Free throw line extended. Back to him up top. Back it out to Corbella. He's going to drive the lane. It's Love. And loses it as Creighton steals it away from him. Well, 1:45 left to go. And the Panthers down by one. There goes KK Reno over to Williams. He's being picked up. Kick it inside to KK. He's just going to go up a layup. And he's got it. And he puts it in. And the Calicai crowd, you can hear in the background, as KK gets his 12th point. And there's a timeout there by the Falcons. And we're going to keep it right here with 1:26 left to go in the ball game. And the Panthers up 36-33. And I tell you, you can't pull the ball out with four something left to go in the game. It just plays into your opponent's hand. Now, if you had a 10-point lead, it might be different, but not with a 1-point lead, and it's cost the Falcons as the Panthers have outscored them 6-2. Right now the Panthers look pretty good right now with 1:26 left to go in the game. They've outscored them 8-2 here in this period. So as the Panthers have played well. So what more can you say in that regard? So we'll see how things take place. I should say 7-2. It's 36, and it was at the end of the third quarter. It was 31-29. Panthers are doing a good job here. And let's see how that's all going to play out here in the fourth period. Panthers up by three, 36-33, with 1:25 left to go. The Falcons are going to take it out right in front of their bench over the backcourt to Love. Love dribbling with his right hand. Panthers still in that 1-2-2. That's where you got to pound the boards right now for the Panthers. Double team quickly over the corner. And I don't know what they call. But they had a call. The referee stopped the matchup. The three was made by the Falcon. So it was basically, I think, a jump ball. Falcons are going to take it out right in front of their bench and kick it out here to number two over to Love. Corbello kicking it in the corner. Panther defense gets a steal. Russell Davis with a deflected pass and kicks it out to KK Reno. And they're going to pick him up. Kick it over here to Trace Williams underneath the Russell Davis. Goes up for the layup and he drops it in. He's fouled. He drops it in and he's fouled. Great job, Russell Davis. This is 6 points here and he's going to get a shot as there was a foul on the play. Panthers increase their lead to 5:56 with the free throw. As Russell Davis at the line with 57 seconds left. Panthers have fallen back. So we'll see how that's going to play out as Russell will be at the line. He's got 6 points this quarter and he's got 10 for the game. Free throws up and in. It's good. Good job by Russell. Playing a fine game. Panthers with a 6-point lead quickly over to Love. He's going to drive it in. He's going to throw it up. No good. Panthers are there for the rebound as Creighton has got it. And the Panthers have the arrow. Jump ball with 49 seconds left. So the Panthers are going to take a timeout. We're going to keep it here. And we've just about satisfied our sponsors, but we want to keep it here with 49 seconds left to go in the ball game. Panthers up by six as Russell Davis has come alive in the fourth quarter. He's got 7 points here in the fourth quarter of his 11 for the game. So the Panthers scoring with KK Reno and Russell Davis. KK with 12, Russell Davis with 11, Kalen Creighton with 5, Trace Williams with 4, Hiram Eugene with 2, along with 4 from Luke Lessard. So the Panthers right now are looking pretty smart as they've outscored the Falcons 10-2 here in this, the fourth and final period. So the Panthers have done a fine job so far. A and see if they can continue it. They got to hit their free throws and still rebound. And quickly into KK Reno. And it's a white ball. It's not a red ball, excuse me. It's knocked out of bounds. Coach Gilbo instructed the Panthers, get down. They're going to pick you up in a man. Spread out. Spread out as Craytan is going to take it out. Looking to find somebody. Kicks it into KK Reno. They're trying to take it away from him. Back to Craytan. Craytan picks up his dribble over to KK Reno. He's fouled by 11. And that's going to be Love. And number 11, Love, picks up his. I got him at 3. Surprised the Panthers aren't the bonus yet. So Panthers are going to take it out of bounds right near the scoring table. It's Craytan. On the floor for the Panthers is their starting five other than Hiram Eugene. So Craytan taking his spot. Didn't know if they had an ice pack on Hiram's leg or not on his thigh. Kick it into Luke Lesar, back out to Craytan. He's going to jump pass, and he's fouled. He's fouled by 12. That's Milton. I got him with 2. Panthers should be shooting a 1-1 at least now. With a 6-point lead, 37 seconds left to go. So Craytan be at the line to shoot a 1-1. Taking his breath, other Panthers back deep as Kalen's got 5 points all in the first half. First shot's up. Bounces off the rim, no good. So he misses the front end of a 1-1. Quickly down the floor is the Falcons. And Corbello's got it. He's going to try to drive the lane. He's going to throw up a 3. And it's an air ball. And the Panthers are going to get it out of bounds underneath their basket with 27 seconds left. Up by 6. 39-33 as Davis has got it. And not sure. I think the Panthers are going to take a timeout. We're going to hold it right here, though. They say a foul, though. I guess on 25. That's Williams. So it sends Russell Davis to the line. That might be Williams' first personal, possibly his second. But at the line for 1-1 will be Russell Davis. So he'll have the 1-1 here. Got to make the first one to get that second one. First shot's up. He rolls off, hit the back iron, a soft shot, but just came out quickly. 23 with a long 3, and he drills it. And they call time with 18 seconds left, and they down by 3. And that's Berner with his second 3 of the ball game. And right now the Falcons have hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 threes in the game. The Panthers are threeless, if you can believe that. Coach Gilbo saw that late in the year, and he moved his offense to drive and lay it up and take just drop with those three-point shots. They've disciplined themselves to do that. That's why they've got a three-point lead in this game, basically getting the ball inside, taking 5- and 6-foot jumpers. And right now, with 18 seconds left to go in the game, Panthers have a three-point lead, 39-33. Don't know if the Falcons' thought process is to foul to get the ball back. You can't score without the ball, so their press is going to be vicious right now. So let's see how the Panthers operate that. Don't know if they're going to go with a zone press or a man-to-man press. They've done both today. Looks like a man press. Panthers need to set some picks, some hard picks, to open up people for the passing lanes. So underneath, there's a deep pass out here to Craytan. He's fouled. And he'll go to the line with 17 seconds left. Let's see who the foul's on. Either Daigle or it is Daigle. So Craytan will be at the line. So Daigle commits his, I've got him with 3 fouls. So Craytan will be at the line shooting another 1-1. Big shots here for this sophomore. So a little time here to clean the precipitate the sweat, I should say, on the floor. Perspiration. That's what, was it Einstein? 99% perspiration, 1% inspiration. Anyway, Craytan at the line for a 1-1. He's got to make that first one to give him another chance. Well, first shot here, making a bucket here, give Panthers a 4-point lead would be outstanding. Still can't believe 23 burning through that in from about 25 feet. That was a Hail Mary that was answered. Anyway, we'll see here what Kalen can do, taking his time concentrating. I'm trying to see if the referee's got a time limit on it. first shot's up. In and out, out. And quickly down the floor is Love. And kick it out. It's almost stolen away by Luke Lessard. And the shot's no good. I think he called a timeout with 10 seconds left. As Coach Andrews is going to try to set up some type of play for him or for his team. I don't know who's there. Basically, in the game, it's shooting their threes today. As Logan Love has one. Drew Milton has two, along with Berner has two. Carbello, who had 8 points in the first half, had scored here in the second half. So I don't know who might be their scorer here. With 10 seconds left to go in the game, down by three. Unless he thinks he can drive the lane and get a foul in a bucket, but that's a wishful. As the Falcons have 9 team fouls to 6 for the Panthers. Panthers can't foul. Put them at the line for a 1-1. Maybe you might want to do that. Put them at the line for a 1-1. And the ball into a Carbello over here to Love. Love's going to try to drive. Clock's down to 6. Kick it outside. There's another long 3. And it's an air ball with 2 seconds left. As the Panthers just need to get the ball. Send somebody down here on this end of the court. Send everybody over here. Yeah, everybody come to no. There you go. There's just a long pass over to Trace. There's a jump ball, and the clock's out. The Panthers win this one, 39-36. So, yeah, happy fine. In the meantime, Panthers will advance. We're going to go ahead and take a 2-minute break, and we'll be back with a wrap-up as the Panthers win here in the regionals, 39-36. And be heading to New Orleans next week. And we'll be back after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be right back.
Life is a road you travel with many destinations, like college for the kids, a new house, and retirement. Now your neighborhood State Farm agent, Albert Ackle, can do more than ever to guide you. With a State Farm insurance and financial review, you'll get a clear picture of where you stand now and a way to help you plan for where you want to be. Call State Farm agent Alfred Ackle at 365-5441 to schedule your free insurance and financial review.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Hi. I'll have a paycheck with flexible hours up to $2,500 for college and a side of fries.
Looking for a tasty job? McDonald's is way more than just a paycheck. I get to choose my own hours, learn new skills, and be part of an amazing team. Did I mention they sell delicious fries? Sure, I work at McDonald's, but McDonald's works for me. Check out how McDonald's can work for you at mcdonalds.com/careers.
Acadiana, there's a new way to car shop. At J.P. Thibodeau Automotive, we get it. Nobody likes spending time at a car dealership. It's time to buy cars the new way. Your way. The way you buy everything else. J.P. Thibodeau Honda, Nissan, and Kia is taking the stress and frustration out of buying a car with the JPT Easy to Buy tool. It's faster, it's easier, and it's here. Get a new vehicle and complete most of the car buying experience online. Just browse our inventory, choose the vehicle you're interested in, and customize your payments instantly online with the JPT Easy to Buy tool. This simple online experience means that once you get to the dealership, you'll be able to review and sign your deal quickly and confidently. So give it a try, because it's time to buy cars the new way. Your way. We know you've done your homework. You know what you want in a vehicle and how much you want to spend. So we're here to make the process easier than ever before with the JPT Easy to Buy tool, with no hassle pricing and no hidden dealer fees. If you're ready for a new car buying experience, visit us 24/7 at jpthibodeau.com.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
We're back here in Hammond, where the Panthers are victorious here in regional actions. They take down the St. Thomas Aquinas Falcons by a score of 39-36. For the Falcons, Williams had 3 points, 2 points for Daigle, 5 for Love, 8 for Carbello, 4 for Corella, 6 for Milton, and 8 for Berner for their 36. The Falcons only scored 5 points here in the fourth and final period. The Panthers did a lot better job on the boards, even though they did give them some second shots. Leading the way for the Panthers with 13 points was K.K. Reno, followed next by Russell Davis, who did a fine job. Fourth quarter, he scored 7 of his 9 points. Elsewhere for the Panthers with 5 was Kalen Creighton, scoring his 5 in the first half. Also with 2 points was D.J. Neville. 4 points, Trace Williams. 2 points, Hiram Eugene. Hopefully his injury's not serious. He did set out most of the fourth period, and Luke Lessard with 4. So for your victorious Panthers, they advance to round 2 of the state playoffs, where they'll play quarterfinal action. They've got to play that game before March 5th. We still think it might be held in New Orleans, not held, but at Newman. Not sure of the day it will be held, but hopefully we'll be able to be there. Of course, the Yellow Jackets entertain their foe Tuesday night. We'll have that game here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5. In the meantime, listen to Bayou Sports as former coach Brent Indes will be on the line, and we hope to have him talking about this game some. So in the meantime, your happy final. And as the Panthers knock off the Falcons here in Hammond, the St. Thomas Aquinas Falcons, I want to thank Blanc Berroyd back at the studio for engineering this broadcast. And as I mentioned, our next basketball game will be a playoff game. The Panthers will be playing the Newman Greenies, who are the number one seed in Division III over in New Orleans at the Palastra. So the seniors will advance. The 4 seniors will advance for them. So I'm happy for them. And Hiram Eugene, Jonathan Jumaville, DJ Neville, and Trace Williams. So hats off to them. So good luck. And boy, big game next week against the number one seeded Newman Greenies. So with that, we're going to say good night and God bless.